back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Oh, my. That's me. Life has passed me by. Listen how fun this is. I used to think that I wanted to come back as my dogs, one of my dogs, which, by the way, Flo made her television debut on the WGN Morning News on Friday. She was the hit. She was the belle of the ball. I'm telling you, if I was a single man, I would have totally done the dog thing. You know, you hear that story where guys with puppies and you meet all these women. I'm walking through the newsroom with the dog, and oh my gosh, your dog is so cute. She was a trooper up on stage, hogging the camera.
Hogging the camera.
Yeah, we talked about Musher's Secret, which is really good, and she did a nice job. But Mallory, our daughter Mallory, who goes to University of Denver, she today is going up into the mountains on some field trip with her. She goes to the University of Denver. Dog sledding and snowmobiling.
Fun!
Yeah. Come back as one of my kids.
I bet those dogs have Musher's Secret on.
I bet they do. She can't wait to do the dog sledding. She's like, I don't want them to hurt the dogs. I go, I'm sure the dogs just love doing it, so don't worry about it. All right, it's time for our Noodaloo 2. Are you going to a party? Are you going to bring the, what would you bring for, what would you bring, what would you make for a Super Bowl party?
Well, I say it in the thing.
Oh, well then take a listen to this fancy little item that you can use. I'm so fancy.
You already. All right, picture this. You've baked a giant loaded potato and buffalo chicken casserole in a disposable aluminum pan. You're in the car on the way to a friend's house who's hosting the big game. The pan is bending and flopping all over the place, making the ride a very anxious one.
Uh-oh.
Then you arrive and your delicious casserole looks like a pile of twisted aluminum with some chunky orange creamy stuff in it. Hashtag unimpressive. Now picture this. Fancy pans. Our Noodaloo 2 this week, which was created by two moms in Southern California, is an ingenious casserole carrier that is the perfect size to pop in a standard half pan, ensuring spill-free transportation and much better presentation. You can keep an eye on the inside with the helpful windowed lid, and the best part, the window pops out and fits under the pan so you can serve right out of the carrier.
In my car?
Fancy, huh? Leaving the party early? No problem. Just leave the disposable pan with the remaining food at the event for the guests to enjoy, or throw away the empty pan. Either way, you bring home your fancy pans and don't have to worry about more lost servingware. Fancy Pans comes in red, white, or charcoal gray and goes for $19.99 each. Find out more at fancypanswithaz.com. That's this week's New to Lose.
Send our intern down to the car so we can bring up the fancy pans, because aren't we getting some food later? We could do a...
Yes.
Right, we could do a... actually, Jake Melnix is stopping by with some...
wings!
Oh, yeah.
Really? Mm. Look at you, excited about wings. Are they veggie wings?
They are bringing out veggie...
Are they made with jicama?
Jicama...
that would actually be good. Yeah. Jicama barbecued jicama.
Jicama. I love the word jicama.
I like it, too. Anyway, they're coming by. Jake Melnix, Corner Tap, your favorite neighborhood bar in River North. What can you do catering with them?
You sure can.
Yeah, all right. So they're going to come in and we're going to talk a little bit about their food that they're bringing in, which is very nice. But anyway, these fancy pans, I met these ladies in New York at a media event, and I thought it was one of those things. They host this in New York City. They do this media event, which I have participated with my friends at Ace. Essentially what it is they rent out a small conference room. And all these different vendors or retailers set up, and media people come in, and producers from television shows, people from The Ellen Show or Steve Harvey or The Today Show or CBS This Morning, The New York Times, or they all come that they're looking for stuff, and it's all based around this particular one is around home and fashion. And so there's like people like Tommy Bahama sunglasses.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that
sure.
Yeah, I mean, they have a booth, and
it's a whole line, not just sunglasses.
Right, but the particular booth was sunglasses.
Okay.
There were these guys that made. Remember the guys that made the fire starter with the
Adirondack
clay
Yeah.
Right, the clay pot. They were next to us, cool. And Ace had a setup. Right when I walk in, there's the Fancy Pans ladies. And they literally are these two women who came up with this great idea. You've got that aluminum pan that you're going to make whatever, and you're going to serve it. It looks terrible, like Lindsay said. It's essentially a liner, right? It's like putting lipstick on a pig, right?
Yes.
I mean, you got the food and the slop, whatever you're making, and this, it fits inside.
Right.
So now the pan isn't, it's more sturdy. You can cover it all up. You can transport it. And then when you bring it to wherever, you can serve it. It's great. I mean, it's the greatest thing. And I love that these two ladies invented it, and they are living the dream, and they're out there with this consumer product. And is it pretty readily available, Lindsay?
It is. I believe they're in.
Like, is it a Bed Bath & Beyond product?
I believe
it should
so.
Be all over Bed Bath & Beyond.
I believe so, but that's definitely on Fancy Pans with a Z.
Yeah.
Don't you have your piggy? I was going to play your piggy sound effect.
Fancy Pans.
A lipstick on a pig. Whee!
Piggy wee? Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I thought you did.
Somewhere in there, but.
That would have been. It's a little late now.
Yeah, it's a little late. Timing is everything. I need a producer. Not a producer. I need a. The intern. Send the intern down.
Well, she's getting the Fancy Pans out of the car right now.
Is she? Okay,
right,
that's funny.
She only has two hands.
Funny, I think that intern sounds a lot like you. Anyway, what's the website?
Fancy Pans, P-A-N-Z.
Yeah.
.com.
Very cool. $20. Check it out for if you're doing anything for the Super Bowl, you want to definitely dress this up and it'll look really nice. All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Marcella. Where are you, Marcella? In St. John?
St. John, Indiana.
Oh, beautiful. How can I help you?
Okay, we had our townhome built in 2010, and the deck on the back was stained when they put this deck up. Now, then somebody came along and suggested when we, you know, the stain, I don't know, needed to be refreshed, that they paint it, and they painted those surfaces, and it was painted like that in 2014, and then repainted in 2016 when I had them come and steam clean the whole thing, and they painted it all, and now it's peeling again. So I'm calling you to find out, where do I go? Do I need to have the whole deck knocked down and start all over again?
Oh, gosh.
What do you do? Because I got a feeling that paint doesn't go over a stain.
Okay, so you have no idea what kind of paint they used, right?
Yeah, it was. Now, you know, I should have, before I got on the air, I should have gone down and looked at those paint cans because it was supposed to be one of those paints that, remember, they had the commercial
where you
could go dancing on your deck. And not
we
get
can, we'll send John Williams over there. He's doing Dancing with the Chicago Celebrities. He could come and rehearse over there. Yeah.
Well, on this deck.
He's very light. He's very light on his feet.
Anyway.
Okay, wait. Hold on a second, Marcella. How big is this deck?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably 10 by 15 or something.
Okay. And how old is the overall structure?
And it was built in 2010.
Oh, so it's pretty new. We're not tearing down the whole deck. Okay. Here's the thing with these paints. They're not a forever coating. Because of the wear and the tear and the sun and the wind and all that kind of stuff. So I don't necessarily think that the problem is going back to stain means you got to remove all the paint, which would be very difficult to do.
Right.
Rust-Oleum makes, if it was the Rust-Oleum Restore product, which is a good product when it's installed properly, but they have come out with a new product. Is it called Rock Solid, Lindsay? Rock Solid is their new version of this deck stain. And what they have done, and I'm not going to take any credit for it, but I told them when they were having problems with application because people weren't paying attention, I said, you need to come up with a product with a primer because that's what's the issue here is that people aren't priming it and it's not sticking. Oh, no, everybody wants just one coat. I go, I get it, but if they're going to do one coat, they want it to last, so you need to come out with a primer. What did they come out with? A product with a primer. So, you're going to have someone pressure wash they're going to pressure wash the whole thing, and then when it dries, and it could still be a little damp because what they figured out with the primer is that this is a primer that reacts with water and binds. Put the primer on, put the new paint on, and you'll get more performance out of it because it's a better system. Rock solid by Rust-Oleum. All right, coming up in the next hour, there are a lot of sporting events coming up in the next few months. We'll be talking to a DIY expert, Jane Monzuris, who's got all your how-tos for hosting, along with some DIY tips to denscape that man cave. Quick break. You don't like that? You wrote it. Oh, quick break, and we'll get the news.